More than 1 million temporary visa holders, including asylum seekers, refugees, international students and migrant workers in Australia, are still without access to Medicare and welfare support amid the COVID-19 crisis. Laura Stacey from the Refugee Council of Australia describes the situation faced by the nation's most vulnerable groups.
So since this the COVID-19 pandemic came to Australia, this government has actually shown really good leadership in extending support to a lot of people in need by way of increasing the amount of JobSeeker, introducing JobKeeper packages, putting in protection for tenants, all that sort of stuff, which is brilliant. And we're really impressed by the leadership that they've shown. However, there's been around 1 million people who've been excluded from these packages. So that's anybody who's on a temporary visa or on a bridging visa. Of that million, about 100,000 or so are people seeking asylum and refugees on temporary visas. And so these people essentially, you know, like everybody else, have faced job losses and economic hardship as a result of this pandemic. But unlike the rest of us, they're not able to access support. So what that means then is that people are then facing destitution and ultimately homelessness. And this is including a lot of families with young children as well. So, you know, you asked about the scope of the problem. It's absolutely huge. You know, if we're looking at 1 million people who are potentially at risk of destitution and homelessness, that's massive. And it's not just a human rights issue for them. It's also public health issue. You know, nobody in Australia wants there to be 1 million people who are living in overcrowded situations or potentially living on the streets because they can't access basic support right now. It's not safe for anyone.
Over 180 community groups, including the Refugee Council of Australia, Amnesty International, faith groups and unions, in response have today signed an open letter to Prime Minister Scott Morrison calling on
some basic support in place in three areas, so financial, medical and legal. So we're asking them to extend Medicare, to extend the COVID-19 support packages and to give some visa security to people who are concerned about their visas expiring and needing renewal. Or not able to get home because borders have closed, etc. So we're calling on the Prime Minister, the Treasurer and the Minister for Families and Social Services to take the required actions to fill these gaps.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has previously said on the issue that the government had to draw the line somewhere. However, with such a large number of people currently without access to basic support, experts such as Professor Michael Toole from the Burnett Institute say the issue is becoming a public health concern.
Yeah, I think at this stage in the epidemic in Australia, when we've managed to bring cases down to a very low level, I think it's even more important to make sure that no one is missed, and so that people who might not normally voluntarily get a test for COVID-19, might fall through the cracks. Those same people, so people on visas that perhaps don't allow them to access Medicare, might be in that category. Those same people may be out of work and not have enough money to pay a rent. And so they may be living with other families and living in conditions that might be conducive to spreading the virus. And that might be exacerbated by some of those people in the household going out and doing casual labour or, going into risky situations. We've seen, for example, recently in Victoria, a number of workers in a meat packing company have been infected. So I'm not saying there are people on temporary visas working there, but it's kind of possible that they may take low-paying jobs and be at higher risk and then take that risk back to their families.
Professor Toole also warns that Australia must learn from countries such as Singapore, who were initially praised for their handling of the crisis, only to have later outbreaks due to their neglect of migrant and vulnerable communities.
The public health implication is that the higher the crowding you have and the less able people are to practice safe physical distancing and to wash their hands and access masks, then the higher the risk of being infected with the virus. You know, given that Singapore is a country that was highly praised for its early response to the epidemic, just as Australia and New Zealand have been praised, they just didn't reach out to what ended up being the most vulnerable communities in that country. And we must avoid that.
The Refugee Council of Australia are launching the hashtag Nobody Left Behind to spread awareness of the issue in hope of pressuring the government to act.
Marcus Kennedy ending that report.